Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grizz, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show me proud of Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is a, what's today, Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
A Wednesday afternoon. Crowder, do we have you today? That is what I think everybody wants to know. Is Channing Crowder connected with us?
Wow.
All right. So I guess computers just don't work in Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. That's apparently the issue.
Jimmy held out on me yesterday. I sat around for an hour staring at a black screen with whirly circles.
We're going to have to figure out what went wrong yesterday. I have to figure out how I'm going to recover from my favorite team. Like, without a doubt, Uruguay is really the only team I'm still emotional about. And it was the biggest ass-kicking in the history of my country, and I paid money to go watch. I've spent 9 hours in the car over the past 24 hours to go watch my country suffer the most humiliating defeat at probably the worst country I could suffer that defeat it because I live here.
Right, and it was the first team for Uruguay lost to basically the Seattle Sounders yesterday.
Literally. Crowder, go ahead. Say your – every time I bring up Uruguay, Crowder defaults to one joke. Go ahead, Crowder.
Aren't you from Argentina?
All right, now we can move on. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
It's a great joke. It's a great joke. It's a good line.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that out of the way. Right on cue. Well done, everybody. Good work.
I didn't know y'all dislike each other, man. It's fun to me.
Hawk is in Disney World. Now, I'm going to peel the curtain back here, Crowder, for you, because you weren't in Monday. You've been traveling, and Pell wasn't here. He told me, "Hey, I'm going to Disney. What park should I go to? I don't know." And I told him, "Bro, go to Epcot. Like, enough. I get the shtick. I love it. Great radio bit. Like, it's great. But you're gonna love Epcot." And he was telling me, I don't even know if he'd want me to reveal this, but he was telling me, yeah, we're probably going to end up going Epcot.
Wow.
Because what else are we going to do? Like, we're going to go to Magic Kingdom ride Dumbo?
I love the idea of Hawk and his wife riding Guardians of the Galaxy and waiting in the line for that.
Great ride, by the way.
Oh, great ride.
But I told him, Crowder, I said, hey, like, cut the crap behind the scenes. Go to Epcot. Nobody has to know you were there. Go to Epcot.
Wear a disguise.
And you know, have a couple drinks. You're going to love the food. You walk around. It's not even that hot. And you're going to love it. And he said, well, we'll see. Maybe. Appel was just telling me, Crowder, that Hawk is at Animal Kingdom. I haven't been on my phone at all today. So he's at Animal Kingdom?
He's at Animal Kingdom.
What's he doing? Like, of all the parks to choose,
Animal Kingdom? He sent us a video by the big tree that's in Animal Kingdom.
Tree of Life.
He called it the Circle of Tree. I was singing the Circle of Life, but Circle of Tree instead.
Because, huh. I wasn't in. I was on air, but y'all were together. Him and Lori went? Just two grown people?
Yeah. He doesn't seem like the type. Like, it's dangerously close to Disney adult situation here,
yeah.
Which I'm fine with. If you're like an adult who like just goes every now and again, like Hawk and Lori are, I'm cool with that.
Well, I don't think they go. I mean, I think this is first time.
That's what I'm saying, because there's a difference between being a Disney adult and going to Disney as an adult. And I think they are going to Disney as adults here, not necessarily Disney adults. Does that make sense?
I don't know the difference. I think it's weird either way, Josh. Two grown people walking around Animal Kingdom with no children?
Disney adults are the ones that wear the ears still and have the annual pass and they're going once a month and it's their entire identity. No hate, but not for me. Going to Disney as an adult is just what Hawk and his wife are doing. It's just going to Disney.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that, Crowder. But
I do.
My brother, who is here, he is a Disney adult. Like, he loves Disney, knows everything about Disney. I haven't been to Disney in 8 years. Pre-pandemic, so it's been a while, since like 2018. But I grew up going to Disney. I thought I would be Disney adult guy. Like, annual pass, I'm up there every other weekend. That part of my life has escaped me. I'm not very interested anymore of going. But, Crowder, there's nothing wrong with Hawk and Lori. They probably didn't even pay for their tickets because Hawk's big time. And they're up in Orlando for something else, and they're like, hey, let's go check out a park. There's nothing wrong with that.
Does their chaperone bring them diced peaches and juice boxes as well?
So you would never You would never go
no,
to Disney.
Hell no.
You would never go. Let's just say you're up in Orlando, and your daughter has a basketball game, and Asia is going to take your daughter and your son to the basketball game, and you have a couple hours to kill, and you're with, I don't know, Fred Taylor. You and Fred wouldn't just say, hey, let's go to Animal Kingdom.
How about Avatar a couple times? We're going to ride it twice.
Let's go ride Avatar a couple times. If you had free tickets, you wouldn't do that?
That's ridiculous. No, I'm not doing that. And you look weird. You look crazy. Yeah. And I see grown people at – because I take kids. I got a 14, 12, and a 5-year-old. Y'all know that. So we go to Disney. We go to all the kingdoms and the universals and everything in Orlando. When I see grown people, I automatically start looking around them. Or if they're staring at a ride, like, oh, you have to be waiting for children. There's no way y'all two grown asses came over here by yourselves. It's ridiculous. And the people that put the ears on and all, they're just missing some from their childhood. They need to have therapy with their parents if you're wearing ears at 40 years old.
I hope Hawk sends us a picture at some point of him in the ears. That'd be perfect.
Well, he's there specifically to troll and to
work. Oh, of course.
Bits,
that's what I'm saying.
It's going to happen at some point. It's for sure going
to
happen.
He might get beat up because he's going to say something slick to somebody that works there.
Well, the Disney adults, you know, they take that stuff very seriously. Very, very seriously.
Let him go ask a Disney adult. Hey, this is the tree, the circle of tree, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you. What do they call it? The happiest place in the world, the nicest place on earth.
Isn't that Nailed Publix? It.
Those employees don't take that. Those employees don't take that to heart. Now, them employees got a little edge to them.
Isn't that Publix happiest place? What's it called? Oh, Publix shopping is a pleasure.
Yeah.
Happens to be a phenomenal. Just an absolutely phenomenal tagline. Sports Talk, which we haven't gotten to yet, on WQM is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. On the show today, we do have Zach Gelb coming up in this hour. Coach L, every Wednesday at 3:30, he'll stop by. There's a Heat game tonight against the Golden State Warriors. I'll read everybody the updated injury report on that one. We're all kind of wondering, is Jimmy Butler going to play? Steph Curry going to play? I'll have that for you in a second. Chris Whittingham is going to join us. Probably absolute worst timing for me because I'm sure he's going to talk glowingly about the United States men's national team, which they do deserve, by the way. Mm-hmm. It was a utter ass-kicking, again, of my La Celeste last night. But Inter-Miami does play a winner-go-home match, a playoff match, Eastern Conference semifinal this upcoming Sunday versus FC Cincinnati, right, Appel? Do I have that correct? And yes. We're going to talk to Witty about it and preview that and talk a little bit about the U.S. men's national team again, who had probably the greatest victory in any friendly in U.S. history. I'm talking specifically friendly. I mean, that doesn't trump World Cup matches and Gold Cup wins, but I'm talking just friendlies against legitimate competition, a team who has won a World Cup in the past. I have some numbers I'll go through a little bit later. But Josh Appel is with us today. He filled in excellently yesterday. We might have had a fart situation live on the air. Crowder, my dad, I was in a hotel room up in Tampa, and I joined Appel since, you know, apparently Wi-Fi and laptops don't work in Vegas. I jumped on with Appel, so he didn't have to do 4 hours by himself. And and my dad, you know, I'm sharing a room with my dad, and we're up there for the game, and my dad just was changing from a T-shirt into his soccer, his Uruguay jersey, and is just walking around our screen yesterday without a shirt on, which was just, again, the Solanas are not escaping the weirdo accusations anytime soon. And I kind of, in the middle of it, Appel's cracking up, and I turn around. I'm like, what are you, Bobby, what are you doing, dude? Like, get out of here. Go change.
We're on the air.
We're in a suite. Like, what? Why are you here?
He was in the pickleball suite.
Yeah. I'll talk about that later, our friend Victor. But I'm fascinated with this story, Crowder. I want to get your take on it. Shedeur Sanders is going to start on Sunday. So let's do headlines. Maybe Appel can start with that. Headlines are sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or at DoralHyundai.com. Appel's going to do headlines for us today. Thank you, Appel.
You're welcome, by the way. Yeah, Shedeur Sanders, he's going to get his first career start this Sunday for the Browns after he debuted in the fourth quarter in the second half against the Ravens last weekend and did not look very good outside of a couple of plays. The impossible 3rd-and-10 completion he had that was a 3-yard crossing route that Jerry Jeudy turned into a first down. So Shedeur Sanders will get his first start on Sunday for Cleveland, and now we can put to bed the ridiculous, talking point that Shedeur Sanders has had no reps, that he's a non-debut, and they're sabotaging him. Now he's got a full week of preparation to be the starter on Sunday.
Yeah, and that whole situation, it's crazy for him to get zero reps because as an organization, you should prepare that a guy, Dylan Gabriel, is the size of a Coke can. It's a chance somebody knocks his little ass out. So I do think that guy should be prepared to play. I'm not saying he has to take 90 snaps equal with Gabriel, but they should have said, hey, we don't have Flacco. Gabriel's a starter. Damn, it's a chance that Shedeur gets in. Maybe he should at least know the playbook and not just run scout team. I'm glad he has a week under his belt, and I will say it now. I don't think Dylan Gabriel gets his job back after Shedeur is prepared to play this game because he's more physically talented than Dylan Gabriel.
They're going on the road to Vegas to take on the Raiders, but Crowder, is it that crazy, though? They drafted a quarterback 2 rounds higher, so wouldn't every rep with the first team for him, if they're preparing him as the starter, be of the utmost importance? I don't feel like it. I was saying yesterday, it's not rare that the 5th-round quarterback doesn't get any first-team reps as a rookie from camp, minicamp, all the way until now.
Oh, no. Just when it was Flacco, Gabriel, him, don't get a paper cut, Shedeur. You're never touching this field.
Right.
Hold that pad and put that little plug in your ear. Once they trade Flacco, once you give Gabriel the reins and Shador's number 2, and you already know through camp, to your point, through camp he wasn't getting much burn,
maybe start bringing him in. Maybe have some walkthroughs. Maybe knowing that he's your backup quarterback, and at a snap, if anybody knows it, we know it in Miami, at a snap of a finger, he could be your starter. So for the whole – and I heard your – you know, I'm with you on they're making a big story out of this, Josh.
It, like, it's hurting him more than it's helping him.
Yes. It's like – yeah, like the, it's a sabotage of his career. Is it mismanagement? Yes. But let's say bringing in Flacco, drafting a guy in the third round and drafting him in fifth round, that was already the start of mismanagement. So right. The Browns are going to mismanage any of this crap. But for him to honestly, knowingly be the backup for a month now with Flacco being gone and the stories to come out, which nobody's – that's the crazy thing. I saw somebody would come out at some point and say, hey, Shadour's had some reps. He's not going to have many reps as the starter. That's obvious. But he has had some reps. He has thrown the ball to Jerry Jeudy. He has worked with Njoku in some 7-on-7 drills. No one's came out and said it. That's what's crazy to me. But the mismanagement of it, they've been mismanaging this franchise for two decades.
Right. I find the over-the-top defense of everything to be mind-numbing. And, again, sets him up for failure if he doesn't live up to the ridiculous expectations and the excuse-making that's out for him already.
Oh, yeah. And if he plays well, he's the next Joe Montana. If he struggles, he's a bust. It's going to be extremes with Shadour his whole career.
Yeah, and it's a lot of what happened with him and his dad in college and the story of him at the draft. But, I said it yesterday, and I don't want to repeat myself, but, like, watching him on Sunday, it looked like – I don't want to be too harsh on him, but, like, it looked like last year where, like, I'm watching Skylar Thompson and just the game is just moving way too fast for him, way too fast, and he can't really process it. So hopefully with a week of reps – and, you know, it turns out better against a really bad Raider team.
Yeah, I just, you know, from my standpoint, I only watched a couple of the snaps. I didn't watch the entirety of him out there. But when I find out, and Crowder had pointed it out on Monday, that he hadn't taken a single rep with the first team, which, by the way, I'm not even blaming
it's not that
Stefanski.
Rare.
Right. Orlovsky had kind of dug deep into this. He said, hey, he's the third-string quarterback, and the second string is a rookie.
Right. So who they drafted higher.
Right. So how do you just automatically assume? But I thought Crowder's point on Monday was astute, which was, okay, but he was the backup going into a game on Sunday. He was the backup. And at some point, he's the backup. He should be getting some reps, because if not, you get what you got the other day, which was a 10-point lead evaporates because your quarterback can't move the ball and you lose a football game. But either way, I don't think it's fair to judge him. Again, as somebody who has no skin in the game here, I don't think it's fair to judge him at all based on that one performance.
Go ahead.
I was just saying quickly, one of the reasons why I started as a rookie was because I knew what Zach Thomas had to do every play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Because if Zach gets hurt, I could go call the defense. I could play Mike too. And they made that a, you know, it was Nick Saban. There was no fluffy, lovey, dovey hugs. There was, you better know what the hell to do with Mike, or your ass is going to be on the bench. Like, it's, you prepare. Nobody wants Zach Thomas to get hurt. He's a Hall of Famer. Nobody wanted JT and them boys to get hurt. They're Hall of Famers. But if they do get hurt, so he is a third string, Josh, week one. Going into Sunday's game, he was not the third string. He was your backup, and he is also a rookie. So you have two rookies that your team's depending on offensively, and only one's ready to play, and he is my daughter's size. I just Shador should have thrown some damn balls, Josh. That's all I'm saying. He should have worked with Njoku and damn Jerry Jeudy a little bit throughout that week.
What's stopping them from doing things post-practice on their own? I understand that's not the same as live reps in practice. And I would also say that a key difference here is the fact that Gabriel's a rookie. And if they're trying to develop him and make him their starter, every single rep for him is of the utmost importance, because they invested the third-round pick in him. If Flacco's there as the starter and then Shador is bumped up to the backup, then I understand, because what the hell does Joe Flacco need midweek practice reps for to get ready? He's seen everything. He's done everything. So that's the only distinction I would make there. I want to get Gelb's thoughts on it, too. I'm sure he has plenty. But let's get going here on headlines just so we can have enough time with him.
What else you got?
Shador's going to figure out – Shador's better figure out that running backwards that he did in college crap. Doesn't work in the league.
Does not work. Does not work.
Them boys are fast.
You know what does work, though? 20 tackles in an NFL game, because that's what Jordan Brooks did on Sunday in Madrid, and it earned him AFC Defensive Player of the Week for the second time this season. That dude is an animal.
Yes.
We keep saying on the show he's the only serious player in that Dolphins locker room, which isn't true, but it's not fair, because I think Devon Achane shouldn't be lumped in the group with the Alec Ingolds of the world, but Jordan Brooks is he's legit, man. He's fun.
Yeah. Hope he goes to the Pro Bowl. Hope the record doesn't mess him up.
Oh, he's for sure going to the Pro Bowl.
He's a lock. He's going to lead the league in tackles and be at least top three at worst. He's for sure going.
Yeah, him and Riley Patterson.
Yeah, that Riley.
Oh, you're joking. You're joking, right? Riley Patterson's going to the Pro Bowl.
Mike McDaniel clearly didn't trust him enough to kick that field goal at the end. That's why he went for it from the 1 yard line.
Are you talking about the Madrid hero? You're talking about the Madrid hero, right?
Don't. You just said Jordan Brooks, Devon Achane, and Riley Patterson in the same sentence.
Those are the big three.
You were drinking. You were drinking on the way back from Tampa.
The big three for the Miami Dolphins as we speak today: Jordan Brooks, Devon Achane, Riley Patterson. Are you talking about Riley Patterson, the guy who literally has more made field goals than the entire Real Madrid team in the history of that organization? In La Liga? You're talking about Riley Patterson, who has more made field goals than Cristiano Ronaldo? Okay. Show some respect.
Talking about Riley Patterson. Everybody closes their eyes on field goal. That's what they do. Please, Lord.
The Panthers, they're in action again tomorrow against the Jack Hughes-less Devils. Paul Maurice announced today that Etu Lustarinen will be out for a couple of weeks after suffering burns from a barbecue incident. To me, that means his coals might have been a little bit too hot, Crowder.
Hey, I like that.
You see this, Crowder? I mean, Etu Lustarinen out because, I mean, literally his coals were too hot, or one landed on him or something. A barbecue incident.
I'd love to know what actually happened.
Really?
We got to know
what
happened.
Yeah, that's not a fake story. Yeah. That's real news.
We got to know what happened.
I thought y'all were playing around. I thought he sprained his ankle. He got hurt barbecuing?
Barbecue incident. Burns.
Oh, he got to leave that to the pros.
And it's ironic. Go ahead.
Does he have real money? Because he can hire me to come over.
He's got some money.
You got money. I'll go over to the Los Torinan establishment. Mr. Los Torinan.
It's ironic because there have been a lot of like freak injuries in the NHL recently. Just mentioned about Jack Hughes. He was at a dinner with the team and sliced his finger in some freak accident, and now he's out for like 2 months. So weird things going on in the NHL right now. Cole Schwint, by the way, also broke his arm. He needs surgery after
the
collision
Panthers,
with Bob.
The Panthers. I want to talk about it more with you later.
Seven guys out
because there's
injury.
New uniforms today. Appel and I were kind of debating over text about the new uniforms for the Winter Classic. I'm not a big fan of them. Appel is. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But the Panthers, they're dropping like flies right now on top of the guys that started the season already off the ice.
Yeah, seven guys out right now. That's tied for the most in the league.
Crazy.
Let me be realistic with y'all about this barbecue and this knife incident. They were drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, for sure.
You're
I
playing
agree.
With your buddies at dinner. You're drunk. You're drinking, making a barbecue, drop a
doing,
coal. You're drunk.
This guy, the knife guy was doing the game where you got to put the knife in between your fingers.
Come on, man.
Especially hockey players, right? Like basketball players are all kind of lame. They all just smoke weed, play 2K, and sit at home. I could see where, you know, if there's a at-home injury, they're being genuine about it. But hockey players, these guys are all, like, fighting bears, throwing down brewskis all day. Like
fighting bears.
These guys are just different, man. They're all different.
I missed a practice with the Dolphins because I was drunk bowling and my finger got stuck in a six-pound ball and ripped the tip of my finger
Ooh.
Off. Come on now. I was drunk.
Of course.
And that's nightmare fuel right there.
But that was like a typical –
that was nasty.
That was a typical Wednesday for Crowder. All right.
The Heat play the Warriors tonight, tip at 7:30. Bam could be back. We'll find out shortly. The Warriors have a laundry list of injuries tonight as well.
Yeah, so we have found out, just to wrap up headlines here, we have found out that Steph Curry is out. So that's the second straight year Steph Curry will not play in Miami, which is a bummer for people who want to come see Steph, but it's also good news. We want to have all these little kids run around in Steph Curry jerseys tonight. Hey, if you're a Miami parent, and you're buying your kid Steph Curry jersey and bringing them to the arena in a Steph Curry jersey, you should be ashamed of yourself. Buy him a Jaime Jaquez Jr. Buy him a Tyler Hero. Buy him a Bam Adebayo. Buy him a Dwayne Wade.
Buy him a Norman Powell.
Stop buying your son or daughter Steph Curry jerseys if you live in Miami. I don't care if they like Steph Curry. I don't care if he's adorable. I don't care if he's relatable. I don't care if he might be the best player of this era. And I don't care if your son/daughter loves him. Buy him a Jaime Jaquez Jr. Buy him a Norman Powell. Buy him a Vlad Golden for all I care. Enough. Every time the Warriors play here, there's a million little kids running around. All of them go to Pinecrest Elementary, and they're all wearing Steph Curry jerseys.
And they all want to shoot from the logo. He's ruining basketball.
Enough. Enough.
Hey. First, there's no Vlad Goldens that are made. I'll give you that up front. Just let you know. And Solana, I'm the old guy that's going to tell you you're turning old. Kids don't cheer for teams. They cheer for guys nowadays.
Sick
They're not
it.
Team kids.
I'm sick of it. I had Knicks fans yelling bing bong in the arena on Monday. Enough with that. It's the second time in a month I got to hear bing bong. Luckily, the Heat won that game. Tonight, you're going to have a million little kids running around with Under Armour shoes and Steph Curry jerseys. I mean, you're buying kids Under Armour? What are you doing? What are you doing, parents in South Florida? Your kids are wearing Under Armour? Steph Curry couldn't wait to get out of that contract with Under Armour. He's a free agent. You know what he's wearing? Nikes. That's what he's doing. He's wearing Nikes because nobody should be hooping in Under Armour. Get out of here with these stupid Steph Curry jerseys. By the way, I love Steph Curry. But you're raising your kids to be Fairweather fans? You're not raising your kids to be Heat lifers? Shame on you, South Florida parents. Shame on you.
What if they weren't alive during the Big Three and all they saw was Jimmy Butler's show?
You know what you do? You pull up YouTube.com and you show them highlights of Dwayne Wade. You show them highlights of LeBron James. And you show them highlights of Chris Bosh. That's what you do.
No, seriously.
Teach them the history.
Chaz, my five-year-old, he doesn't know what's going on yet, but two or three years down the road, all he's going to know is Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Khalil Ware, you want me to discourage him from cheering for Anthony Edwards?
100%. 100%. We're raising loyal kids in the Solana household. I don't know about at the Appel residence.
Well, listen,
I don't know about at the Crowder residence.
We're having a kid in a month. You best believe the first thing that's getting thrown on YouTube on the television when we get home is just highlights from the Big Three era. So he knows. He'll know.
Set him not a good chance.
Somebody says, you're such a loser, dude. That's Tobin's bit. Hey, Jordo, what are you talking about? I've been talking about this for 10 years. This is like the thing that drives me more upset than anything. And by the way, Brennan Tobin, who I love, is not the first person in the world to complain about little kids wearing Steph Curry jerseys. Shut up. You want to call me a loser? Then get out of here. Shut up.
Knocking a word combo, Tobin's bit.
Dummy.
I would love to show Jordo when they re-signed Drew Smith the text thread of how happy you got. It's ridiculous, Jordo, of how happy he gets with these Heat players.
We gotta go to break.
Your weather, sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. Mostly sunny, high of 84, low of 67. That's your weather.
We're incredibly late, so we have to take a break. Zach Gelb is going to join us on the other side. I'm going to ask him if he's back on the Mike McDaniel bandwagon. Some might call it the McBandwagon. Mm. That's next on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're going to talk with our friend Zach Gelb. He's a national radio host. I'm going to find out if he's back on the Mike McDaniel bandwagon. I hope he is. Zach Gelb, again, you can listen to him nationally. And apparently, according to my sources, Zach Gelb, and my source is Josh Appel, Zach Gelb is enemy number one of Urban Meyer, apparently, Gelby. You've been having some issues with Urban. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. What's up, Gelby?
What's happening? Solana in the power chair today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Channing, your feet must really actually be broken if you can't walk your ass into that studio and sit in the main chair.
Hey, well, you know, Gelb, I'm just, I'll be on First Take in the morning. So, you know, I just have some, you know.
Oh, yeah, will you?
Are you actually going to be on First Take?
Yes, I'm going on. You know, Ryan has the in, and Stephen A. Smith loves me. So, yeah, we're going to be on First Take in the morning.
So you're coming to New York City is what you're telling me.
No, we're in Daytona Beach. Just they're bringing me on for the HBCU days.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I was going to say, because First Take's new studios are literally right across from my office. So if Crowder was coming to New York City and big-timed me again when he's right across the street, it wouldn't just be your feet that are broken. Your legs would be broken, too, because I get my people to smack you around.
I might come on Sunday. I'll let you know.
I'm going to Mexico, so.
Oh, wow. Big man. Oh, Kelby.
Big time to be from Mexico.
Vacaciones.
Tulum.
Well, won't you like Urban? I love Urban Meyer.
I don't dislike Urban. I actually think he should get the Penn State job. But Urban was not happy that I reported that he was interested in the Penn State job, and he had conversations with the powers that be at Penn State. And this is now 2 weeks ago, this story. So Solana always right on top of it, of course. But then when talking to Penn State and having those conversations, answers weren't viewed sufficient or satisfactory enough when it came to NIL. And they said, you know what, we're going to move in a different direction. So I guess Urban didn't want that story to get out. But I had two people tell it to me that I really trust and then was able to confirm it another way. And since then, like, everyone's running to talk to me. So Urban responded to it on his podcast and said something that I never said in my report, and then had a little back and forth. And I responded, well, if you don't think it's true, why don't we go to your Urban Meyer's Pint House and we will have a charity event. And we could put you on a lie detector test and you could say to me you weren't interested in the Penn State job. It's funny. Urban responded to me when I had the report, but that part, if it's so false, he wasn't willing to respond any further. So that's where we're at.
Probably
I got no bad blood with Urban, though.
Heady play by him.
I'm right, he's wrong.
Once you get hooked up to a lie detector test, then anybody can ask you anything. That's dangerous territory, man. That's dangerous territory.
The only question would be just, were you interested in the Penn State job? Mm-hmm. And I know that if he said he wasn't, the little fat guy that usually does the lie detector tests will go, that's a lie.
And Gelb, unnecessary shot by you. You were off last week, so we couldn't discuss it. Now, because of that unnecessary shot, I hope you get food poisoning in Mexico. Gelb, are you back on?
Why food poisoning? That's not nice.
Are you believing in Mike McDaniel once again? Look, it obviously you have to put it into context. The Dolphins are still well below 500. They're not going to win the division, and they're still a massive long shot to actually make the playoffs.
In the hunt, though.
But correct, they're in the hunt.
Playoffs. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Well,
playoffs?
They have a bye week, then they have the Saints, and they have the Jets. They could be 6 and 7 with
you guys
still
can win 7 or 8 games.
Yeah, it's possible. What needs to happen to where you would say, and is it possible to where you would say keeping Mike McDaniel next season isn't ridiculous?
I think it's ridiculous. Like, if you tell me that they somehow find a way to get a finish above 500, sure, maybe it's not ridiculous. This will be a 7 or 8 win team. The schedule gets soft. But even when this guy wins, this guy acts like a clown. Like I know Dolphins fans love it, but a head coach, when your record's that bad, doesn't do the elbow room crap. And then after the game the other day with Ollie Gordon being in the media, too chummy for me, for a guy that has, what, 4 wins on the season, and they're finally on a win streak. Like, congratulations. You smothered the Bills. Good for you. And then I don't know what he was doing on 4th and 1 late in that game, but since the Commanders are the Commanders, he ended up winning the game in overtime. But let's calm down a little bit walking around like you're swinging your Johnson around as if you're a 9-win football team at this point, like you're Mike Vrabel. You're not. You are Mike McDaniel, the head football coach of a 4-win football team. So settle down a little bit.
And what's your take on that going forward on 4th down? Because I think it was dumb, but the other side of that is that he's telling his team that he believes in the offense. He's going for the win, not for a tie. They could come down to give – I think it was a minute 41, 44 left on the clock or something. Let's end the game now. I see the other side, but I also watch how the game went,
And there wasn't a lot of points that are about to be scored in the minute 40 when for 58 minutes, y'all can only muster together 26 points.
Now, let's be real, Channing. You did not go to Florida for numbers and for math. I did not go to Temple University for numbers and math as well. Someone's telling me that that decision gave them a 3% chance to go win the game more if they would have converted it right there. I don't care what the numbers say in that spot. I'm not anti-analytics. I think you should use analytics. You don't need to live and die by analytics. But if I could take a 3-point lead with 140 to go, where the alternative is I could either get it and you still run off the, you know, run out the clock, or I don't get it and the other team's going to get the ball back. Yeah, I'm taking the field goal right there. I didn't understand the decision in the game, but who the heck knows? This is a new era of football where I guess you just go, even if it doesn't make any sense.
Speaking of not making any sense, Gelb, I know you have something for the College Football Playoff Committee after last night. Hunter Yurecek, the athletic director of Arkansas, twisted his brain into about 18 different pretzels about every single head-to-head and every topic and every team that they had in the top 12 last night. I know you have something with the playoff committee because every explanation was incoherent from them last night.
Yeah, and, you know, he gets thrown into that spot because of everything that happened with Mac Rhodes at Baylor. Now he was the chairman, and now he's off. I think they're actually screwing over Miami because Miami, right, I think Miami fans knew when they lost that second game they were going to be out of it. Now they're teasing the Miami fans by putting them in as the ACC representative. I know some people are saying, watch Miami. They're moving on up. They're moving on up. If Miami doesn't win the ACC, which they're probably not going to, I don't think Miami's making the College Football Playoff. So I think they're actually, since I'm on in South Florida right now, they are teasing the Miami fan, and I don't appreciate that.
What about the head-to-head thing? Because it makes sense to me, the simple part of if we're close and I whooped your ass one-on-one, I should be ahead of you.
It does, and I can't really disagree with that. Now, I will just say it's an unwritten rule. There's a spot practically reserved for Notre Dame. It's not – everyone's not playing on the same playing field. If Notre Dame, as long as they don't lose to NIU like they did last year and then they had to win out, as long as you have two losses or fewer and your name is Notre Dame, you are getting in the College Football Playoff unless if all hell breaks loose. Like, hey, Alabama lost to Oklahoma this past week. I still think Alabama is – you could make the case is more deserving than Oklahoma with how many wins and the teams that they beat this year inside the SEC. Like, Alabama, that's another thing that people are freaking out about. I know the results of the game should matter. Bama fell 6 spots, and now they're 10. And people are like, oh, is Alabama going to miss the College Football Playoff? As long as Alabama gets 10 wins, they're going to be in. They play Eastern Illinois and Auburn. So you better win those two games. And even if you get smothered in the SEC championship game, we saw last year the precedent that was set. If you lose in the championship game, in conference championship games, you don't get penalized for playing an extra game. So beat Eastern Illinois and beat Auburn, and Alabama will be in the playoff.
But I don't think it's an issue of people not thinking Notre Dame is deserving. I think Miami fans generally agree that Notre Dame should be in the playoff. It's the idea that we're now saying the losses that you have are more important than the head-to-head wins, and I just can't wrap my mind around the idea that we're valuing losses more than we are wins when the playoff committee is juicing up Tennessee and Missouri to pad these resumes for other. Louisville flat out has a better resume than a team like Missouri or a team like Tennessee. They just flat out do.
Miami lost to Louisville and SMU, right?
Correct, yeah. Yes.
The committee's telling you, and I'm not saying that this is right or wrong, but the committee's telling you, even though Notre Dame lost to Miami, they also lost to A&M by what, a combined 4 points between those two teams, that Notre Dame's losses are better. And I know what Miami fans are going to say, and I hear you, but hey, our loss is them, we should get in. But they're just comparing the losses in this, and you know, that's just the way that I think this one's going
to
go.
Yeah, but Miami didn't lose to BC and Stanford. Like, Louisville and SMU are solid teams. Like, Louisville was ranked a week ago. I mean, I think the ACC has a really tough reputation, and there are better teams in there that they're given credit for.
Well, let's be real. The reality of the situation is the two best conferences in college football and the conferences that run college football are the Big Ten and the SEC. And last year you saw two ACC teams get in a 12-team format. This year you could see two Big 12 teams get in the College Football Playoff format. Potentially. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Yeah.
The Big 12 and the ACC basically just flipped spots this year. So it's a game of tug of war for who's the best conference between the Big Ten and the SEC. And it's also a game of tug of war of who's the third best conference between the ACC and the Big 12. Last year, it was the ACC's year. This year, it's looking like it's the Big 12's year to win that third place trophy.
Gelb, where are you going in Mexico?
I'm going to Cancun.
Mm. Oh, wow. Look at you. How fancy.
Mm. Yeah, that's just where I'm going. A little getaway.
No,
right,
it's fun.
Thanksgiving.
I love Cancun. All-inclusive, I'm sure.
Yes. My girlfriend's going away with my girlfriend's family. So I don't really know any of the details other than get to the airport at this time and then leave at this time and away you go.
I'm gonna teach you one word you need to know at an all-inclusive in the Zona Hotelera in Cancun. Ready? Chela. That's what they call beer. Just say, hey, chela.
And I thought it was cerveza.
Well, cerveza, yeah, but they call them chelas as well. Kind of like how we call them brews.
Yo necesito mucho, mucho cervezas. Mm-hmm. Todos los días.
There you go. Look at that.
Muchas gracias.
That's a weird weekend, Gilby. You, your girl, and her whole family?
No, it's not. That's a fun weekend. That's phenomenal. That's going to be fun.
When you actually care about people, Channing, this is what you do.
Hey, but you get drunk, you know, you're peeing on a tree, her uncle walks out.
No.
Some things can happen.
Here's the thing. I got to be careful here. The dad likes to have fun. He likes to enjoy.
Right.
We're watching the Notre Dame game this past weekend at the bar, and he's ordering CJ Carr bombs every time CJ Carr throws a touchdown.
Well,
so I actually think I'm going to be the lightweight on this trip, believe it or
not.
Well,
Crowder, Crowder, now you finally have somebody you can hit up when you go to New York. I mean, forget Gelb. Just hit up his father-in-law, Zach Gelb. Listen to him nationally, Gelb. Buen viaje and enjoy Mexico.
Comprende.
All right. There you go. Zach Gelb.
Thanks,
from the Infinity Sports Radio Network. We'll take a break. More Hockman, Crowder, and Solana next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.